Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 24th of January. And here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Takeaway.com has beaten Naspers in its months-long battle for Just Eat, after winning the backing of shareholders in the London-based food ordering pioneer for its £6 billion takeover. Investors holding stock worth more than 80% of Just Eat had accepted Takeaway.com's all-share offer, which had been raised in late December, in response to a sweetened counterbid from Naspers' international dealmaking unit, Prosus. The U.S. Department of Energy earmarks around $300 million for grants supporting sustainable transportation. $133 million from the DOE's Vehicles Technologies Office will go to groups working on battery, engine, and fuel technologies. The agency's Fuel Cells Technologies Office will grant $64 million for hydrogen fuel cell tech. The Bioenergy Technologies Office will give $100 million to support work on alternative fuels. Google's search redesign for desktop, which mitigates visual differentiation between search results and ads, has caused users to click more ads, according to DigiDay data. The Verge refers to the changes as an intended dark pattern. The only indicator for ads is a small ad tag above sponsored links. Search results now feature icons of the same size in the same location. Switzerland's National Postal Service to resume drone deliveries after suspending the program in August of last year due to two crashes. Swiss Post and U.S. drone company Matternet, which provided the fleet, have since established an independent board to review the program's safety processes and make recommendations. Matternet and Swiss Post are working to implement the recommended changes. Amazon has padded its Prime Video library with amateur and questionable content to inflate the number of titles it offers, The Wall Street Journal reports. Amazon claims the largest selection of streaming content with about 65,000 titles. 66% of those titles are user uploads, which include instructional clips and conspiracy videos. Some of the low-quality content bears titles apparently intended to confuse consumers and trade on the names of popular works. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.